Hello and welcome. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. The show that this show is The Spice of Life. I'm your host, Ben Life. Tonight we're going to play some post-rock, and it's going to be a cool and fun time. Not just a cool time or a fun time, it's going to be a cool and fun time. I have an exciting playlist to bring to you today. And bring it I shall. We're going to kick things off with a song called Lisbon by the band Plastic Handgun off their album Involuntary Memories. Here you go. I hope you like it. It's a rad song. Just heard Lisbon by Plastic Handgun. And Plastic Handgun's a solo project, which is cool. It's always cool to hear that solo projects are solo projects, because I mean it's all I can do to like dress myself in the morning, let alone have like people ripping all this stuff by themselves. So that's really cool. He also produced it himself. So the man behind Plastic Handgun, Mark DiGiovanni, is a Torontonian. And the interesting thing about that is I guess, so when I was doing research and looking into the band, and like looking for music, I was Googling Plastic Handgun and it happened again down at the station. And I feel like anytime I Google Plastic Handgun, I get put on a watch list. So you're welcome, CITR. Now you're on a watch list because I was Googling Plastic Handgun. I'm sorry. Blame Mark DiGiovanni is the end of that story. We have more music coming at you in the coming times. I guess it would be a weird music show if I only played one song and then just talked for the rest of it. As much as I do love talking, I won't do that to you today. Maybe next time. Just to throw it out there, now that I said a next time thing, this show, The Spice of Life, happens alternating Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. So if you can keep up with that schedule, you can be a regular listener, and that's cool. I have a hard time. I'm like, which Thursday is it? Oh, yeah, I'm doing a thing. So I'm here, and you're here. Hopefully there's someone out there, because my mom is in Phoenix, and she can't listen. So hopefully there's at least one other person out there listening, and it's not just me talking to myself, which I do all the time anyway. So that's cool, too. Plus, these are tunes that I like and tunes I've been listening to all week. I make the playlist kind of on the weekend, and then I sit with it and reorder the tracks if I want. This next track I'm going to play for you is by the band Hellenica. The album is They Are Out for Blood, which is their 2012 album. They have been steadily releasing more stuff. They put out a 2015 album, September 2015, called So Dead. Interestingly enough, Plastic Handgun also put out an album called So Dead in October 2013. And I actually know another band, I/O Input Output, that also has an album called So Dead. So I need to, I'll look into what that is and why that's significant and why three post-rock bands all at once are playing or having albums called So Dead. There's the self-identification of Hellenica on their Bandcamp page for their tags is Experimental Ambient Spaghetti Western Montreal. So whatever Spaghetti Western is, I guess it's this. This is Night Creeper by Hellenica.
Thank you.
That song was Chill and Spaghetti and Western. We just heard Night Creeper by Hellenica. And during that break, I don't know what you did, but I stood outside the booth and ate cold tortellini with my fingers because I had to rush here immediately after volunteering and didn't get a chance to eat dinner properly, and I also didn't bring a utensil. So hopefully your time spent during that song was less depressing than how I spent my time, because I really think there's nothing more depressing than eating cold tortellini with your bare hands. And I told you I was going to Google Saudade, or Saudade, Saud, S-A-U-D-A-D-E, I've been saying Saudade, and I did some Googling after I finished eating cold tortellini with my bare hands, and Google tells me it's a feeling of longing, melancholy, or nostalgia that is supposedly characteristic of the Portuguese or Brazilian temperament. And post-rock does love melancholy. And then Wikipedia, which I think is a little more reputable than Google, is saying that there's no direct translation in English. Apparently, it's one of those words that we can kind of define, but not really nail down. Nostalgia and melancholy pop up again. Urban Dictionary actually has a good definition for it. The word is used to explain the feeling of missing something or someone. It is used to tell about something that you used to have and liked, but don't have anymore. And one of my favorite definitions, actually, is just the love that remains. So that's cool. That's a cool new word. Maybe you can surprise your Portuguese friends by dropping that bomb on them. But I think that's a beautiful concept, and I guess maybe they did some Googling and they spent some time on Urban Dictionary and came to the same conclusion. So the love that remains, that is Saudade. And again, we were talking about that because both Hellenica, Plastic Handgun, and I/O have albums called Saudade. Well, I didn't know that. That's cool. We're learning together, you and I. This next song I'm going to play is different from the previous two, and it's just doing its own thing, and I dig that. This song I found I liked better with headphones, so if you have headphones, you should put them in now. Also, if you have 3D glasses, you should put them in now. It's a complicated thing, but if you have them on hand, just put them on. This song is called Sewed Up by May Camia off their album Crazy Moon.
Yeah. like friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends on Commercial Drive, like 10% off at Stormcrow Tavern, High Life Records, Audio Pile, Mintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Are you looking for career information relevant to your arts degree? Come check out Work Your BA, a career workshop series specifically designed for art students. Find out what you can do with your major, learn how to improve your resume, discover the secrets to networking, and much, much more. For more information, visit www.arts.ubc.ca/students/workyourBA.
We just heard Sewed Up by Make a Mia. And that album came out on January 22nd of 2016. So that is 6 days hot out of the oven. I hope it didn't burn your mouth. What did I burn my mouth on earlier? Coffee, but that's super not important. You guys don't care what I burned my mouth on. I burn my mouth on like a lot of stuff. I just get so hungry and then I just have to eat hot stuff. So one of the blessings of having cold tortellini. Now, there's something that I wanted to bring up. So this is a really exciting time down in the U.S. I wouldn't know because I'm not there, but it's an exciting time for a lot of reasons. First and foremost, the rapper B.O.B. believes that the earth is flat. I don't know if you guys have been on the internet or have caught this, but for real, there's a dude out there that is still convinced that the earth is flat, and he's famous, and he's a rapper. And Neil deGrasse Tyson politely explained to him via Twitter, I believe, that the earth is not flat because, like, dude, we've seen it from space, man. It's round. Like, it's got to be round. But he's just not having it. So B.O.B., this guy. Ooh, we're getting a caller. All right, let's see if we could do this. Let's try it. Let's try to do this. Okay. Hello? Hello? Did I miss it? Seized. Locked. Okay. Well, I tried. If you want to try calling back, I'm sorry I missed your call. Maybe I got a little late. Anyway, so B.O.B.'s a rapper, doesn't believe that the earth is flat. Neil deGrasse Tyson smote him with physics, and then, more importantly, B.O.B. then wrote a diss track against Neil deGrasse Tyson, which to my knowledge is the first time a rapper has ever written a dissing rap about a physicist. And so that's cool. That's cool that that's going on. And I'm just, it's cool to be in 2016 where cool and fun stuff is happening like that. This next song I would like to play is a good, good song. It's a song that I like a lot. That isn't to say that the other songs aren't good, good songs, but this song is a good, good song. This song is by the band Red Sparrows. The song is called Giving Birth to Imagined Saviors. And the album is called The Fear is Excruciating, but Therein Lies the Answer. Shout out to Post Rock, the song names and album names that are super long. Red Sparrows, Giving Birth to Imagined Saviors.
Thank you.
What a track. Good thing I was holding on, because that one blew me away, even though I've heard it several times. But it's just it's a good one. And it's only going to get better, surprisingly enough. You're thinking, Ben, wow, how can we get better than that? Oh, just stay tuned. Stay tuned is how we're going to get better. It's 8:32 now, which means that it's time for fake traffic reports. These are absolutely 100% fake, so please do not take any of them seriously. The Granville Street Bridge disappeared on Tuesday. Forecasters, the meteorologists, are expecting it to return on Friday in a heavy blizzard. Other bridges are not affected. They still exist. There is currently a large thunderstorm just along Broadway. So if you're driving along Broadway, you might want to consider either going up to 8th, no, up to 10th, I guess, up to whatever street Broadway isn't, and then down to the other one that's below it. I've lived in Vancouver for 4 years, and I think Broadway is 9th, but it could be 10th. No, it's 9. It's 9 because the 9 and the 99. Anyway, I'm getting off track. Other important fake traffic things are downtown is closed. They ran out of power. There's no more power. So if you're driving downtown, expect it to be dark and none of the traffic lights work. Which reminds me, actually, so I guess that concludes the fake traffic reports because I just have a weird story. So there's a traffic light in front of UBC, and the traffic light was malfunctioning, so it was doing the blinking red thing that turns it into a four-way stop. And I was thinking that it would be helpful if I went out there and started directing traffic, and I think that would be a funny thing to do, and you get to have, like, a whistle and a visi vest, and you, like, point things and let people go, and this and that. And I was telling it to my friend, I'm like, wouldn't that be a cool thing to do, and, like, it would be helpful to people, and people would like it. And my friend's like, no, that would be impersonating, like, an officer, and, like, you can't do that, and, like, you'd probably get fined at a minimum, and, like, you might get a jail sentence. I'm like, yeah, I was just trying to do something helpful. So anyway, don't do that, probably. He's not a cop, so he doesn't know, but probably don't do that, even though you want to. And if you see someone directing traffic, be very suspicious, because they might not be who they say they are. Ask for ID. Or don't. I don't know. The next song I would like to play for you is by the band The End of the Ocean. I'm not sure which ocean. There are 7. I guess there are kind of all of them. Is the end of the ocean just land? I'm getting off traffic. Off traffic. I got off traffic before. I'm getting off topic now. The End of the Ocean is a band from Columbus, Ohio. Which I guess makes sense for them to be from Columbus. Anyway, the song I would like to play for you today is called Worth Everything Ever Wished For. And I think that's a beautiful name for a song. It's off their album, Pacific Atlantic. Getting an ocean vibe from them. Anyway, The End of the Ocean playing Worth Everything Ever Wished For on The Spice of Life on CITR. Thank you.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here. God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Oh. Isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance.
Tune in every Sunday from 6 to 7 p.m. with your host, Jed, as he starts off with some serene, chill tracks at the beginning and slowly builds to the insanest face melters of all time. Crescendo will take you on a musical magic carpet ride that you couldn't imagine in your wildest dreams. The song that we just heard was Worth Everything Ever Wished For by The End of the Ocean. And just a note on Crescendo. So I was actually talking to the man behind Crescendo. He's a cool dude. And we got to talking. And so the premise of that show is he starts out with like really chill, mellow stuff. And then each song that he plays in succession gets like more and more of a banger. So like by the end, you're at like this big crescendo, hence the name. So we were talking about it, and we kind of came to the conclusion that his radio show is like the radio show representation of post-rock, because it's like, it's very like it's all about a build. And then he said, I know, that's why I can't play any of the post-rock songs that I like, because they don't fit anywhere, because they do the build themselves. So anyway, so that's cool. So if you're into the concept of post-rock, but not the music, that would be a show for you to check out. And I'm doing the titling the show, preparing the podcast and everything. So if you want to listen to this again, or if you missed the start of it, or you're going to miss the end, the podcast will be on CITR.ca. So if you go into the Spice of Life and you go digging around for it, you can find it. This installment will be called B.O.B. Doesn't Believe That the World is Round and Other Nonsense, which honestly sounds like a post-rock album in itself. So if anyone out there is recording a post-rock album and you need a name for an album, that could be it. So yeah, so the post-rock podcasts are on CITR.ca. And if you are a fan of the show, or you are a new fan of the show, or you think I'm a cool dude and you want to get to know me, if the first two but not the third apply to you, then check out the Facebook page. It's The Spice of Life 101.9 CITR-FM. And that's where I post the track list. So if you're like, hey, what was that song that he played fourth? That would be a good place to chiggity, 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 chiggity check that out. And also, I don't know, it's like the page. It makes me feel good about myself, whatever. I am going to play another song. The intro to this song is really tight. Like this is just a tight song, and I just dig it. So I heard this one when I was doing my reconnaissance into the weird land of post rock, and I was like, that is a cool and fun song. So I need to play that. So anyway, this is Coretta playing the song "Sister Come Home" off their album "Pirohia." Is my best shot. "Sister Come Home" by Coretta.
We'll be right back.
We just heard Coretta playing the song Sister Come Home. Coretta's from Auckland, New Zealand. Experimental rock is what they identify as. Felt kind of like space rock to me, but who am I to tell someone what music they play? And what a banger that was. Or in French, que un banger. Banger, unfortunately, does not translate to French. They don't have a word for it. We are running out of time very quickly, but stay tuned because Ben is going to be coming on soon with Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, and he's been running around with some musical instruments, so I don't want to give anything away because anything can happen at CITR, but he's wearing a chef's hat because something big is cooking. So stay tuned for that if you're into cool and fun live music, as Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell is often cool and fun and live and from the Thunderbird, I guess, radio. But it's not hell, but I don't know. You'd have to ask him anyway. So stay tuned for that. That'll be from 9 to 11. This show is coming to a close. This show is, of course, The Spice of Life. From 8 to 9 p.m., alternating Thursdays on CITR 101.9 FM with your host, Ben Life, playing post-rock. And we are running out of time. I have one more song for you. I was going to say something, but then I forgot, and now I've remembered it. Good job, Ben. This song that I would like to play is by the band This Patch of Sky, off their album This Patch of Sky. It came out in 2014, and it's a great album. This Patch of Sky is a great and cool and fun band. The song is called Standing on the Shoulders of Giants. And that reminded me of I'm not sure if this is the origin of it, but it's an origin, I guess. It's an Isaac Newton quote. I think it was Isaac Newton. Yeah, it was Isaac Newton. If I have seen further, it is by standing on the shoulders of giants. Although in his original quote, that's the modernized variant. The original quote is, if I have seen further, it is by standing on ye shoulders of giants. So I guess it really should be standing on ye shoulders of giants. Anyway, so Isaac Newton is throwing out doing the old Jay-Z thing and paying homage to all the people that have come before him, because science is very much like that. You don't really do anything by yourself in the world of science. You're influenced by other people doing other research, and that gives you the tools to come up with new stuff. So Isaac Newton certainly came up with cool stuff, but he wouldn't have been able to do it if it weren't for the people that were there before him. This Patch of Sky is playing a song that has nothing to do with any of that, or maybe it does. It's an instrumental, I don't know. But it's a good song, and it's a song that I'd like to go out on today. So stay tuned for Ben and Ben and Friends with Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Goodbye, good night. Like me on Facebook. Check out my podcast. Check me out on SoundCloud. And I might be on Tinder soon, so check that out, too. I don't know why you would. Anyway, just be around. This is This Patch of Sky playing the song Standing on the Shoulders of Giants. Thanks for listening, and I will see you next Thursday.